Well, back in 2021, I was sitting in my large empty house looking at my spreadsheet, and thanks be to COVID, property values had gone crazy, and I could retire early. I had been divorced only 2 years earlier, officially on Valentine's Day, and I needed something else. I needed to start again, so I came up here to McCall to be near my brother and his family. My three kids are already out of the house. And I proceeded to save thousands of dollars on psychotherapy by being outside. So mountain biking, skiing, rafting, and all was well. My therapists were my co-conspirators. My co-conspirators and therapists were my close friends and trusted since I was a child. Jay, Tony, Brian, David, and my brother Dave. We spent countless time together doing outside stuff. And so I started to feel normal again. All was good. Well, last August, I went on this amazing raft trip with some of these guys and came back from the Salmon River all full of bliss. And at dinner with my brother, he broke the news that Brian had late stage pancreatic cancer. And he was going to be faced with either taking the treatments every 2 weeks and living for a couple of years or die in a few months. So he took the chemo. We all rallied around him in a tight circle, but you got the feeling that what you were going to do wasn't really going to help much, but something did, some positive stuff happened. We started to communicate more. We shared more. We expressed our love for each other more. Our circle of friends widened and tightened up. And Brian himself changed. He was always a private person, didn't really share his inner thoughts, but now he found the strength not just to fight his disease, but to be vulnerable and rely on his friends in ways that he had been too proud to do before. I had lunch with him like in October, and he started off, you know, with humor, and you know, he'd say things like, "Well, you're probably going to outlive me, but," and he was frank and unafraid to talk about the reality he faced. And he told me how much my friendship meant to him. This is a guy who was there for me many times in the darkest hours of my life, and now I got to return the favor. The chief champion of all this renewed communication was our other friend David, who you can picture as your own personal Howard Stern without the luxury of an off button. So, David was extremely smart and obnoxious, and his hidden talent was spotting and calling bullshit on anything the group said, and so he kept us all laughing all the time with his impromptu analysis of our own hypocrisies and his endless war stories from being a cop in Portland for 20 years. So these two, Brian and David, have led us through these last kind of horrible months dealing with Brian's cancer. So just a month ago, December 28th, we were celebrating David's birthday. We were up at Brundage skiing together like we had done since the late 70s. And it was cold and foggy and 6 inches of powder. And we were skiing in the trees through Upper Slobovia, if you know where that is on Brundage. And we were all kind of keeping an eye on Brian, right? He had lost 40 pounds. He wasn't as strong. And but we needn't worry. He was strong as ever. My spirit was just soaring as he's plowing through these pockets of cold smoke. And my fears turned to joy as I see him, you know, and realize this amazing thing we do is not going to end this season, right? This amazing, magical fellowship that we have is not going to be over just yet. But David didn't come out of the trees. Maybe we missed him in the fog. We went down to the bottom, we waited briefly until we knew something was wrong. And then we went back to the top to the ski shack and told the gal there, we're missing our friend. She froze. She didn't know what to tell me. They had already found him, no pulse, unconscious. And he was being raced down Main Street in a toboggan with a chest compressor on before we had even gotten back to the top. His services are Saturday. Brian's disease had a silver lining. We were all given notice. Life is fleeting and fragile. And you need to prioritize your loved ones. Excuse me, I spit that out of your mouth. But we can squeeze a little sweetness from the sour. I want you to think of someone that you're going to call. Ideally, somebody you haven't talked to, told them you loved them for a while. Right? Whisper their name to yourself. Afterwards, if you want to tell me you're sorry, that's cool. But I would really rather you just tell me the name of your friend. Right? Thank you.